What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And I'm Maddie.
We have a guest host today. You're listening to the Hooligans.
A surprise!
Sorry we disappeared last week. That was, I just needed a day off.
Coronavirus related.
I actually never existed until this very podcast. So I've spoken into existence.
You just apparate.
Chant Maddie's name 3 times and he appears.
Yep.
We did the summoning before we started recording. So. Yep.
We had to catch him up to speed.
But yes, we have a guest host, Cub's best friend Matt. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
So I don't know, are you also quarantined? How's everyone's quarantine status?
Oh, I'm definitely quarantined, bro.
I wasn't quarantined until now. So, no. Someone was like, have a nice weekend. I was like, yeah, I don't know how long it's going to be.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I think.
Oh, man.
3 or 4. Oof. Yeah. It's rough, bro.
We lose track of time.
Yeah.
I have to look sometimes. I'm like, what day is it?
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to get like that.
I've only been quarantined for like 10 days or something, but I have to go back.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I've been quarantined for 3 weeks. I have to do it for another 8 weeks.
Oh, man.
But wow. I am still working, so I'm working remotely. Same. I just hate being quarantined.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it would be fun for us to have a guest today. We've never had a guest on here before.
Yeah, Maddie's the first.
He's the first in, how long have we been doing this? Like 6 or 7 months?
Yeah, yep. It's been a while. It's been a while.
But yes, so Maddie, you are our first guest. And I figured today we would just talk about, so you and Cub have been best friends for...
Since you were born, bro. I remember yes. the year you were born was the year that Nerd and I became best friends. So
93.
So,
93.
Lyle's
man.
Entire life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've never not known Lyle.
Oh, man.
Well, that's weird.
You've known that's my true. Brother longer than I have.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, bro.
Not me, though.
But yeah, I figured we would just we'd just chat, you know, tell some stories from your guys' escapades.
So, nerd, do we want to go back to the origins of this alliance?
I think we should.
Please do.
All right, so it started with one Chuck E. Cheese, really. We can thank an oversized mouse for this lifelong union between Nerd and I. And, but anyway, I didn't start out as Derek's kindergarten best friend. You wanna talk about
controversy?
No, yeah. So Derek might recall one Bradley
Bradley Matt.
Who is this? I've never heard of this guy.
So, he sounds made up.
So basically, in honor, since we're so close to Easter, he's like the Judas of this equation. He's a backstabbing little bitch.
He really was, man. And you gotta let the people know why.
Why is
so he basically sold Nerd out for some Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
How is that even a thing? How does one do that?
So,
where
yeah.
did the tokens go? Did he sell him to you? Like, what happened?
I don't know.
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
The high priests of Chuck E. Cheese or something.
just, I don't understand. Like, what was the transaction? Just, like, did some other friend or some interloper try to befriend him? Or, like...
Nah, he just wanted the free pizza.
He wanted the experience.
Yeah.
He was your friend for free pizza?
Yep.
Basically.
I see.
Loser.
Maddie, there was also another kid. He was like a he was like a chunky kid. Do you remember him?
Was that chunky? What's his name?
Was it Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis.
I like how we're just going for like full names.
Everybody sounds made up.
You may need to blur their last name. Bleep out
the
last.
Do you really think Dennis is gonna tune in to this
podcast? Probably
what
not.
If he's at home and he's like, I'm in quarantine. Let's see what new podcasts are out.
He used to be my best friend. I should listen to his podcast.
He's like, he's like clenching his fists.
Oh man, like the Hey Arthur meme.
Yeah, he's got like he's got some like ripened like persimmon or something in his hand and just like crushing it. Like, Derek was my friend.
Oh man, this is stirring up controversy.
That's what this is about. We're like shock jockeys. Like
he like it just not being your friend took him down this like really dark path.
Oh man,
what's he doing right now? I don't know.
Speaking of dark paths, we might need to mention Jarell.
Oh yeah. So that's that's another name from early.
That's a name I haven't heard in years.
Oh dude, we're talking about
the Obi-Wan meme.
We're talking about decades. So
oh, man. First grade to be exact.
Yeah, first grade. Also that same year, more. 93.
93, man.
So oh, Jarell was, he was kind of like the troublemaker of that class. He just like, he couldn't retain focus. He's just like, you know, like piping off in class. And he's generally just a fly in the ointment, so to speak. So anyway, this was like shortly after Brain's birth, like days after Brain's birth.
Oh,
it
wow.
was
AL after Lyle.
Yeah, after Lyle. So this was this was the annual Halloween parade at Grover Cleveland Elementary School, right?
Oh man.
Those were always great.
They were, except for this one.
Except for this one. So this took like a dark turn, a dark brown turn. So anyway, we had just gotten back in from the Halloween parade, right? And there was a little gremlin knocking on my door, but... But if you recall, the bathroom policy in elementary school was, it was all for one. It was like a three musketeers kind of deal. Except more like a 30 musketeers. I don't know what the right. I don't know what the teacher to student ratio was exactly. But
there weren't even that many stalls in the bathroom. Come on.
No. You had to like hang out with people.
Yeah. Oh, those bathrooms were the
but
worst.
But anyway. This is a day that where social distancing would have been a good idea. Well, anyway, I had like, it was like a good 2 hours before like the end of the school day. And I think we had used up all our like lab visits. So I was like sitting there like sweating, like trying to keep a... trying to keep
the gremlin
quarantined.
At
bay. Yeah. But it didn't happen. So Jarell,
you sound so sad.
Jarell was right behind me.
Oh man.
And, yeah. He detected strange strange odors emanating. And he's like, oh man, you stank. I'm telling Miss Delora. Like, no, 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 please don't. He's very frantic. So, anyway, he didn't tell, but, like, he had blackmail, or should I say brand mail on me for the rest of that year, right? And, you know, I didn't get school lunches like my mom, a.k.a. the coup. She got me, she always, like, bought, like, the best snacks and stuff, like Little Debbies and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, man. Yeah.
But Star anyway, crunches. But anyway, Jarell was like, yo, can I get some of that? And I'm like, I couldn't tell him no anymore.
He knew.
So, like, he had, like, a 50% share of, like, he'd get, like, one of the ho-hos or, like, one of the nutty-nutties. By the way,
cake.
What is your favorite Little Debbie snack, guys?
Ooh, Star Crunch. I saw that going on Twitter the other day. I've got two. That
Star Crunch. Pick. Star Crunch, 100%.
No. Zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes, bro.
Those were up there, man.
And then this is a super underrated one. No one's ever going to pick it. But donut sticks.
Oh, come on,
oh,
man.
No, they're so good. Are good.
But like, I mean, a Star Crunch has chocolate caramel crispies. Star Crunches are delicious. The best. They're so good. Whatever that little layer is in the middle, like, I'm not sure what this is, but it's good.
It's something.
Maddie, what's your favorite?
It's something. I was always a zebra cake, man. That was always up there.
So good.
There was like
what's good about zebra cakes is there's variations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was like a coconut covered variant I think they were called fancy cakes.
I think
I've seen those, yeah.
Oh, well, man. What I love, I think it's just like, I don't know, like the, whatever they're glazed in, like the outside layer.
Sugar.
I know, but.
No, like just straight. What is that?
Oh, man.
Who's getting alerts?
Oh, that's me. Maybe I should mute this alert because, like, I have an iPhone and an iMac, so it, like, They're connected.
No.
Let me mute this.
It's like something really relevant, like there's a tornado coming.
No, let me just turn this off.
No, just my mom sending me a picture of this toy claw from childhood.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that actually leads into a good segue about childhood toys.
Ooh. Oh.
We were going to go there one time, but we ran out of time. Anyone got any toys from their childhood that, actually, Maddie, I think I got a lot of mine from you guys, didn't I?
Yeah, that could very well be, because...
The Power Rangers.
Power Ranger stuff.
Because you're 2 years younger than my younger brother, Sammy. So, yes. Like, as he was, like, phasing out of stuff, you were, like, phasing in to, like...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So...
I was like...
Power Rangers...
Yeah, the Power Rangers stuff that could have been like helped foster your
obsession.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
let's just call
but
it
I remember
it was your obsession.
There weren't too many toys that didn't end up being abused, like, shortly, like, thereafter. We were, like, the, like, proverbial, like, Sid from Toy Story, just, like, destroying shit to entertain ourselves. So, speaking of Power Rangers, I remember the Tiger Zord.
Oh, don't tell
the
me.
The Tiger Zord took several, like, second story plunges onto the driveway.
Oh, no.
But
that hurts Lyle's heart.
Yeah, but this thing was, like, pretty solidly built. Like, it...
This was like, the big one, right? Like, the die-cast metal one.
I'm pretty sure it was just, like, hard plastic, but, like, the, like, hardest plastic known to man. But, yeah.
They remade it, and I want to buy it, by the way.
But anyway, like, after dropping it out the window several times, my little brother got a BB gun, so we, like, lined it up for, like, a firing squad. Yeah, so it was, like, in the line of fire.
Wow. Yeah, I used to have a lot of Legos. That was the big one for me.
Used to?
Well, oh yeah, you still do.
I'll still build a set every once in a while, you know.
One of the greatest toys I ever had was the Deluxe Rescue Megazord from Power Rangers Turbo. It was the coolest because they were all cars. And each car morphed into its own, like, little mini Zord. Ooh. And then you could put them all together into, like, the big one.
So it's, like, so triple good. Threat.
Yeah, it was the best. Care?
See, you guys aren't going to relate, but I had a ton of Barbies, which was awesome. I had, like, I had houses, I had cars, I had a camper van.
Oh, the camper van was the best.
I remember that van. The camper van was great. Like, it was awesome, and, like, it had batteries, and I think the microwave would ding and stuff.
How about Jorn, though?
Yeah. Naked Jorn.
Naked Jorn. The Ken doll.
Who's Jorn?
Wait. So, well, Jorn is throwback to middle school, of course. Jorn Hansen.
Yeah, Jorn Hansen. May he rest in peace.
That's true. He didn't make it, but his Ken doll lives on.
It's a Ken doll.
His name was not Jorn. It was just one of my Ken dolls, but Gub took him, and he was naked, and he tied a streamer around his neck and threw him over the railing at one of my birthday parties.
Yeah. Hangman style.
Naked Jorn. Naked Jorn.
So that became Naked Jorn.
That's pretty morbid, dude.
Yeah, dude.
But aside from Barbies, Polly Pockets were bomb. They were just tiny little people.
Little choking hazards.
Yeah, definitely. I know it says like 3 and up, but you could still just choke on one at any age.
Care, didn't you have those ponies too?
All My Little Ponies. Yeah. My
Back
Little Pony.
Before it got all weird.
Yeah, now it's a weird guy thing. What? I don't.
What?
Ecom, you've never heard of bronies?
No.
Bronies?
What?
What is bronies?
Maddie, have you?
No. Although, they were having like this face painting thing downstairs at the office building I work at for Halloween. And my boss's wife was up with their daughter, and she's like, you should get your face painted as a brony. I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
Like, you'd make a good brony.
Oh, man. What is brony?
It's basically just, like, there's a fandom of guys who, like, unironically love the show.
They're obsessed with the show. And see, I mean, I used to have all the little figures and stuff, but I grew out of it, and now grown men are growing into it. I don't know.
What an odd transition.
I could see getting, like, high AF and then, like, watching it.
Oh, yeah. This is the best show ever.
Oh, man.
No,
I can't imagine
I don't even
it's sober, though.
I think they're sober and they just like it and they go to conventions and stuff, like the Bob's Burgers episode with the Questronauts.
I was just thinking of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's based off of.
That's basically it. So they've ruined My Little Pony. But when they weren't absconded with by weird guys, I love My Little Pony.
See, the other thing is not toy related, but video games. Those were I mean, that's a lot of where Maddie's crew. I remember playing like Roger Clemens baseball.
Oh yeah, with the
in the
what
basement.
About the ear? What about the Erie Pelicans?
Oh man, that's later. But yeah.
So Roger Clemens, like, got it from like my neighbor's garage sale, but it was like it was not licensed by the MLB, so all the teams were like adjacent. There's like the Pittsburgh like. Buccaneers or what, or Swashbucklers or some
Cleveland Tomahawks.
The Tomahawks, yeah.
So it's just a ripoff.
I do remember, Maddie. Do you remember when you would like slide into a base, you had to choose left or right.
Oh yeah, to like to like avoid the tag.
Yeah, it was a roll of the dice.
It was very tense.
I thought you meant like for running, like you just start going back.
And it had very, very crude, like a voice sampling. the like sounded like he was some like fatty dog barking at you.
That's true.
Like that fat dog from a like Mickey Mouse. You know who I'm talking
about?
What's
his name?
The fat like bully dog.
Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lyle, so, you would know that name.
You would know that Lyle. So,
why does Goofy wear clothes and Pluto is naked? Can we
no
just...
care, that's for later.
Oh man, okay, that's a good point.
Okay. I don't know, but it is a
I'm
good
just
question.
Curious. He can talk and Pluto's just a real dog. I don't know.
Back to the pelicans. Aww. So there's a reason why the Erie Pelicans were developed into one of our most recognizable franchises. And it all goes back to a certain controller.
Yes. So we're going to rewind it back to like 99. All right.
Ooh,
so,
good year.
Yeah. So that year, you may recall like a fairly underrated console called the Sega Dreamcast came out. And everyone was super hype about this because it was like 128 bits and it was like the most powerful at the time.
Yep.
So basically we sold our lives for this thing. We like we just like liquidated our like video game inventory and traded it in for the Dreamcast.
Oh man.
And one of the flagship early games was their in-house NFL franchise called NFL 2K, right?
Oh, yep.
So we like had bought a third controller, but it was like off brand. And it was like, is this manufacturer named Pelican, right? So
I bet they're under.
Yep. So Pelican. Pelican.
What?
Mr. Crinkle, stop crinkling.
I don't know.
Who's Mr. Crinkle here?
Well, I was like geeking out.
It wasn't me. Someone's crinkling.
I'm not crinkling.
Not me, bro.
No. Mommy Johnny.
Mommy Johnny's back.
Maybe it's...
Mommy Johnny is a recurrent character in our podcast, which is just based on my mom. And like her creeping around during our podcast.
I thought it might have been the pelican, like the screen. Oh, man. Interfering. Oh.
Mommy Johnny's pet pelican.
So, the pelican controller, it had some weird like voodoo shit going on. Whenever you'd fire up the pelican controller and like weird stuff would begin to happen. It like auto pause the game. It would like switch controllers like to the opposite team.
Yep.
It would also like move your guys off sides, like you'd be getting like false starts and encroachment penalties randomly because the pelican
all game
the pelican just like did as it wanted. So to appease the restless spirit of the pelican, we honored it by naming any created team we ever made from that point forward was always the Pelicans.
Yep.
So there were
didn't
several.
They have a slogan?
But did it stop acting up once you like honored it though? Was it still like going crazy?
Well, by that time we had moved on to like the PlayStation 2 and other consoles.
Mm.
But yeah, the Pelicans
it
were
lived
legit.
On.
So the slogan. It was Lyle asked about the slogan, It's really meant to be all inclusive, right? Mm-hmm. We want our fan base to really be sort of, they feel like they're under the wings of the pelican. Mm-hmm. So the slogan was, Pel I can.
Pel yeah.
And we also had Pel yeah.
Pel
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I can. Hell yeah. And the fan section was called the Pelican's Nest.
Yep.
And we were notorious for like the last minute comeback, most notably as the Baron Pelicans and
the collegiate version.
Yeah, and NCAA. I forget what year it was, but we were down like by like 3 or 4 touchdowns to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yep.
And my dad was like trolling us because he's a Notre Dame fan.
He was watching.
But anyway, we started calling the option on like every play. Mm-hmm. And like my like avatar ended up with like 400 yards rushing. But anyway, the tagline for the Pelicans that game became "Believe in the Pelicans and you will soar." So
yep. Yep.
So,
yep.
So just never count them out. Yeah.
It's so exactly. Inspirational.
Oh man, so good.
Are you inspired?
I'm super inspired. But I need to go need do to... some like pelican art, like draw some pelican.
I feel the need though to now say to our viewers, listeners, if you will, there is now a basketball team, the New Orleans Pelicans. You guys were trendsetters.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's true.
Like no, I don't think there have been any other Pelican. Diamondbacks.
I did look it up. So the story behind that is I used to like create team names as a little kid and put them on my dad's like old, I don't even know
the original computer. It had, yeah, it was, I don't
this
know.
Computer had 1 gig of like memory.
One gig. Incredible. It was like
storage.
Or yeah, it was an IBM. I remember it was an IBM whatever. Uh-huh. Then he probably paid like a couple grand for it at the time. I have no idea. But I would create these teams, and one of the teams I created, because I would create them by like region and try to like match up things mm-hmm. with that region. So one of them was the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Sure.
Hey, it happened.
Yeah. What year was this?
Do you have documentation for this, bro?
I mean, it's on the hard drive, but
is it on like some floppy disk?
We'd have to like fire it up somehow.
Well, find speaking of that computer, what about Lysize?
Oh, Lysize was our story about like this kid with licorice eyes or something.
Did he have licorice eyes, or didn't he like everything he saw was licorice?
Yeah, he had like some like impaired licorice vision.
I thought it was because his eyes became licorice, so then everything he saw was licorice. It's up to interpretation, really.
Right, at this point.
And everything he sees is just licorice like him.
Oh man,
that's trippy.
Yeah. So anyway, it was called Lysize because we like shortened like the save file or whatever.
Lysize, that might exist somewhere still.
Oh man. Oh. I'm sure it does.
So we took a big like detour. You guys I know have many more stories. Do any more like come to mind?
Oh man, we could fill like a year's worth of podcasts
for real,
because we have a lot of characters in our life.
That is true.
A lot of like code named people. So that's another thing. I know this is not unique to us, but we love to code name people, and have loved to code name people throughout our lifetime. Like, I'll give you a couple examples. Maddie can also throw some out. But, like, Swingless, it was this kid that, like, never swung his arms when he walked.
So tilting.
So tilting. Like, I wanted to throat punch that kid, to be honest. I don't know. We just have a bunch. We could probably write a whole... Well, Taylor the Naked Sailor, obviously, was one of the flagship, like, code
that
names.
That was my neighbor, like, growing up. And the nickname really had no, I don't know if there was like a logic between it. I guess when I met him, he was a baby, so he was like in diapers always naked. So so Taylor Naked Sailor became the nickname. And yep. He would always want to go swimming in our pool. So in like caricaturing him, we would he was like this like super like manic depressive like caveman type character.
Who survived on like bologna and Doritos.
Fried bologna and Doritos were like his go to, and cheddar and sour cream ruffles.
Ooh, those are good.
I'm not gonna disagree there, but but Taylor, he was just like very driven. His like reptilian like brain was just like all swimming. Gotta yep. swing. So like he'd like come up to our back door and he's like, "Hey guys, want to go swimming?" It wouldn't matter like what we were doing, what the weather was, whatever. If you had something going on and had to decline, he'd give this very like forlorn like okay. And you know, I'd qualify it. It'd be like yeah, maybe tomorrow. And he'd be like, yeah. Just so dejected.
Like he didn't believe you, like
right.
So maybe. So like off of that, we like created like Derek and I like would like email each one another these like imagine like
scenarios.
These imagine scenarios. It was like if you're familiar with South Park, it was like kind of like Kenny where he like dies in every episode.
Yeah.
But that's what happened to Naked, like any time like he got rejected for swimming. It basically it'd be the end of his life. Death. Yeah.
For one reason or another, not always by his own hand.
Right. But it'd be like he'd swim in like any liquid. It wouldn't matter like what yeah, body,
like lava.
Lava or like septic tanks or it's just like the will to swim like overrode everything.
And these chronicles were termed the Naked Dialogues.
Yeah, the Naked Dialogues.
Do they still exist?
Oh, they do.
Yes, they do.
Good.
There's a hard copy somewhere.
Yep. The other thing about real quick, the other thing about Naked was we would when we would swim with him and he'd like be over at the pool, we developed this game, the Naked Game. No one got naked.
There's no nudity.
There's no nudity.
Sorry, what? It's not as salacious as you might be hoping.
Basically, like someone would be outside of the pool with the pool skimmer, and you'd it's essentially tag. Like you would try to get someone as they came up for air. But if you were tagged by the pool skimmer, you became the naked sailor.
Yeah. It's like a variation of Marco Polo, basically.
Yeah.
But Taylor was so short. He was a diminutive little fella, so like you couldn't see where it was coming from. Yep. So it was like pretty tricky to dodge him.
Oh man.
But that helped him also like when we play like street football too.
Oh man, the juke.
He's slippery. So like my younger brother is always like he's like the jock of the family, right? And he's like super hyper competitive and crap. So like we were playing like street ball like 2-on-2 or something like that. And Derek threw Taylor a pass and Sammy was the only thing between Naked and the end zone. But he put on this like sick juke and like strutted to the end zone.
Yep.
And he did this like Godzilla like touchdown like, dance. Like a double like sumo stomp, and he's like Naked, Naked. So he just like totally like bought into his nickname, his persona.
Yeah, he did,
and it was awesome.
He also had a catchphrase of Bushley.
Oh, Bushley. I don't know if he actually ever said that per se, but That's because, like, I knew him, like, as a baby when he couldn't, like, form actual words. So that was just, like, his babble.
We just added, like, the caveman.
Right. I hope a baby didn't sound like that. I'd be scared.
Oh, man. Classic characters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, indeed.
What about when you guys tried to go to Canada?
Oh, I wasn't involved.
That wasn't Maddie.
Oh, you weren't
involved in that. I had a
Maddie had to study.
I had a test the next morning, like an 8 a.m. class with a test. So I
think
responsible.
Did I ever tell you that, like, I've cleaned the room that you guys lived in?
Oh, man.
Like, back when I worked at Barron.
The big 213, homie.
Yep.
Only hall. 213.
Not a great building.
Dude, speaking of that area, Maddie and I are planning a return trip to the Field of Dreams.
Right.
What, just the,
do you know,
the Barron Fields?
Yeah, that big field up by Almy.
By the apartments.
Are you going to run through it?
Oh, by the apartments.
Frolic?
No, there's a story to this.
So there's this field, like, Penn State Barron is where Derek and I went to college.
We all did, actually.
Yeah, we all went to college there, but it's like this not that big university here in Erie. It's about like 4,500 students strong.
Really nice area.
Very nice. But yeah, so our like freshman year, Derek and I were roomies on campus and like just
with matching sheets?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And Derek.
Because thanks to Koo.
And how about.
Didn't Koo get you?
I think so. And Derek had like the most baller, like pajama pants.
But that's what mom used to make
us
the pants.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
So, like, he'd be wearing like the hot tamales and. There was like wolves, I think.
Wolf pants. There's like. Coca-Cola pants, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd show them off. There was like this girl down the hall that I was into, and Derek would just be chilling in his like mom made pajama pants. Put on like a little fashion show. It was pretty hot, to be honest.
Thanks, baby.
Got me a good man. But anyway, back to the field.
Oh yeah.
So we would customarily go there with we had a flag football team in high school, and several of our friends from that team went to Barron, like in particular our friend Kyle. So we'd like go to the field with like Kyle and our other friend Ryan Pesta. And toss the football around. And Quan Pham, too. I forgot that Quan Pham was there, too. But anyway, like right next to the field was, like, the upperclassmen apartments, right? So, like, a band of, like, much-worn shape, like, athletic, like, upperclassmen, like, challenged us to a duel once. A pickup game. And I believe, were you QB, Derek?
I was for some things. I think we mixed. Didn't we mix teams at one point also?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah. But anyway, this particular game, I was just like on fire. Like I just like felt it as like the Field of Dreams. Like I was making these like full extension fingertip catches with like. 50-yard after-catch runs and stuff.
Oh, man. I believe you accounted for, like, 3 TDs in one
game,
didn't you?
I had, like, 3 TDs. This was, like, the anomaly of anomalies. And the,
to the point where...
The upperclassmen were like, yeah. Oh, that kid has great hands.
Wow.
But if you ever, like, played catch with me like normally, I have like a 50% catch rate.
The field it caused us to be, actually we went back later, we did go back a couple
years ago
to just play catch, And we like didn't drop a ball.
Oh,
so
man.
It's real.
We felt mm-hmm. it. Yeah, it was actually right before our 10-year high school reunion, which this year...
Was it?
Yeah, this year is our 20th.
Oh. Well, no, 15th.
15th, yeah.
Oh, I was like,
what? Yeah, 15. Which is crazy.
I think,
about.
But. I will be at 10 next year, which is even crazier.
Yeah, man.
Mine will be at 12 this summer.
I mean, Maddie, you and I started high school almost 20 years ago.
Like, no.
That's right.
That's disturbing, to be honest.
2001.
That is haunting.
Yep. 2001.
The years of angst.
Collegiate ace to me, according to some.
Yeah. There was this girl, like, she should have been in remedial English, but she was in my eighth grade language arts class at middle school, and right before we like left for the year, we were signing yearbooks, and she's like, oh, where are you going to school? Because she was like kind of in for my flair for language. Yeah. So like she usurped like the entire like back cover of my yearbook.
Oh,
and wow.
She's like, good luck at ace to me. I might just see you there. meaning academy, but she couldn't spell. She was like dyslexic. So I'm like, no, you're probably not ever gonna see me at academy. Academy was like for honor students.
Yep.
Like ace college to prep. Me.
Yeah. Ace to me.
Ace to me.
Good luck at ace to me.
Mm. Well, that seems like a good spot to wrap up, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maddie, yeah, right. It was great having you on. You will definitely be invited back.
Oh, yeah.
It was an honor, bros.
Anyway, from quarantine, I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cub.
And I'm Maddie.
and you've been listening to the Hooligans.
Respawn to us, amigos.